The past month has been extremely unusual. We all know. We have to take note of what's happened over here. Our lives are not the same anymore. Can't say that every day, because it's usually something that's within the range of normalcy and routine. And the past month has been extremely strange. Let's point out two things. There's a hurricane in the east, which hit a major metropolitan area, millions and millions of people. And the point I want to bring out immediately is that it happened, it struck a place with a large Jewish population, a Frum population, and as a result, tremendous amount of chesed has taken place. Meetings have taken, not taken place only in New York, in the immediate area, but even in Chicago there was a citywide kennis. People came from out of town and they spoke and they raised many, many thousands of dollars to help out Klal Yisrael, help out Chenukah Beis Yisrael. I'm sure other cities also had these types of meetings. So the amount of chesed that's been expressed as a result of this natural disaster has been very impressive. Number two, we know that we just lived through a couple weeks of direct warfare in Eretz Yisrael. Now, I'm sure all of you have people you know in Eretz Yisrael, friends and relatives. I'll just tell you about one or two conversations quickly. Talking to my sister in Eretz Yisrael, she lives in a place called Yavna. Not Kibbutz Yavna, but Yavna. It's not so far from Rehovot. And she tells me, oh, yeah, we hear booms. A boom. Now, these things are far in the distance. Could be 15, 20 miles away from her, but it's a large, large boom. They hear it. So she says, well, we're like on the first floor, so I go in the stairwell when I hear the siren, because they'll probably hit the top of the building, not the first floor, so going in the stairwell is enough when we hear the siren going. They're talking like it's a common thing. Now, let's stick for a second. Hundreds and hundreds of missiles were shot at Eretz Yisrael. We know that. And I think they said 4% actually hit in urban areas. That's a lot. In other words, one missile to hit in urban areas is a lot. But the bottom line is that the amount of damage that took place and the amount of deaths and injuries, which I'm not minimizing, but the amount that took place was absolutely miraculously low. Just this morning, on the way here, I heard there was a car bomb in Damascus, which really doesn't matter to any of us really here. But two bombs went off and 34 people were killed. 34 people. That's like triple the amount of happened in Eretz Yisrael over an entire week of hundreds and hundreds of missiles. This is nothing short of an open and overt miracle. I received an email from my brother-in-law. This is from Moshe Sternbach, one of the top gedolim in Eretz Yisrael, and the title of it, Red Alert to Klal Yisrael. His point is, this could be elaborated upon, but this is not the time for it. I'm just going to get right to the point. We have to realize something has happened in our lives. This is a milestone. This is a marker. In this week's parsha, when Yaakov Avinu comes back to Israel, he builds a mizbeach, kel beis kel. He calls it. This is a kel okay Yisrael. He associates God's name with a monument. We're learning Sefer Yehoshua. Every place you turn, there's another monument being set up to remind ourselves constantly of some great things that have happened, great events, great miracles. Yaakov Avinu comes out to Israel, he sets up a monument, sets up a mizbeach, he does something because he wants to remind himself of the great excitement and the great revelation that he has experienced at that moment. It cannot go away. Gentlemen, we are at a point in our life. This past month, the month of Cheshvan going into Kislev, has been a game changer. Our lives should be different. I know we're all young here. And Baruch Hashem, you know, just another thing in the news. It's a current event. It's so far away. But I wish someone would get in front of the base matters. Well, that's what I'm doing here, right? Here we are in a yeshiva. No one's going to tell you out on the street that these things are happening. But this is how we open our eyes and realize this means something to us. We're going to rethink back to this month. And you'll be able to always tell yourself and tell others. That was an exciting month. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was talking to us. Klal Yisrael is capable of doing chesed. In fact, some want to say, we're not in the Nevi'im, we can't associate one for one, but it could be that the chesed that took place in New York and throughout the country and in this base medrash with our raising money and our raising our voices, we're so proud to be able to stand up for Klal Yisrael that Kadosh Baruch Hu showered us and protected us in Eretz Yisrael. It could be. Tzion b'mishpat tipadeh b'shaveh ha'bitztaka. Shaveh, those who are going to return to Eretz Yisrael. We're going to say, uval tzion goel, v'shaveh pesha. There was a return to Eretz Yisrael, doing tshuva in the time of Mashiach, it's through chesed. It's tzedakah, the tzedakah that took place in New York and throughout the world for those, Achenekol based Yisrael in New York, could be that's what saved us in Eretz Yisrael. I'm not predicting or saying, but why can't we associate it? The direct message to us to do something small, but do something. What can we do? We're proud. So when we say Yeshmei Rabbo, I'm not going to elaborate upon that. It's a great, great thing the Gemara says. There could be Mevatel Gezeros. We can say it loud. We say a bracha. Say a bracha. Say it loud. Well, if you're proud, say it loud. Say Yeshmei Rabbo loudly. How hard is that? But think about what that means. And the Gemara says there are great, great Yeshuas which come from that. Say a bracha. In the house on Friday nights, one of the, I'm not going to embarrass him in public, everybody knows who it is. He gets up front, he says, I'm going to say a bracha, everybody say amen. And I said to him, say this for Achenu Kobeis Yisrael. And he's been doing it, and it's picking up. You could be Mekadosh Yerushalayim and develop a pattern. You do it, other people will pick up on other things. Hey, that's a great thing to do, I could do that too. How come he's the first one? Those who are here, the brachas I said, 10, 13 amens, you get right away first thing in the morning. If you're proud, say it loud. We are proud. Our lives have changed, and we could do something great about it. And that means, notice, set up a Mizbeach. You know what our Mizbeach will be? We're going to set up a Mizbeach. It'll be in our hearts. We'll say Yeshmei Rabbah loudly. We'll say Amen loudly. We'll listen intently, and we'll be able to inspire each other and take with this and go with it. We have a responsibility to respond to this, and we could do it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is calling out to us, and we must respond. This month was not a normal month. It's an unusual month. And our lives have changed, and as a result of it, we're going to do something about it. We're going to do something great. Remember, if you're proud, let's say it loud.
By the way, it's actually loud to leave, but that doesn't rhyme. It's right after. Okay. Yeah.